USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midwest states continue to reel from some of the coldest temperatures in a generation. At least 9 people in that region have died because of it. And in Chicago, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, says...
This is a historic cold, obviously. But Chicagoans are historically strong and united in the face of adversity, and this cold weather event is no different.
The Northeast and Mid-Atlantic also feeling the impacts of this Arctic cold, but it's all going to get a bit better by later today. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell speaking out about the officiating controversy in the NFC Championship game. A no call on a seemingly obvious pass interference penalty by the Rams, preventing the Saints from potentially advancing to the Super Bowl. Goodell says they'll look at all possible solutions to the problem, but says officiating will never be perfect because of the human element. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
President Trump lashing out on Twitter yesterday at U.S. intelligence officials, calling them extremely passive and naive. Following some testimony earlier this week, here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
It was during a congressional hearing this week as they contradicted his stance in Iran, North Korea, and also the Islamic State. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says it's not really a good idea to publicly challenge your intel chiefs.
These are serious people who deserve to be listened to. And listen, are they right 100% of the time? Of course not. No one is right 100% of the time. But I will tell you that I believe when there's such a consensus among the intelligence community about certain facts that you need to give some deference to those facts unless there is startling evidence to contradict it.
The White House says President Trump had a phone chat with Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido yesterday, as that country's in the midst of a power struggle between Guaido and President Nicolas Maduro. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Chicago police say they have video showing potential people of interest in an alleged attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett, a Chicago police communications officer confirming the video and saying they're hoping to question the men seen in it. The video shows two people walking in the general area of where the actor was at the time of the attack. It does not show the attack itself, though. Smollett says he was assaulted by two people who were yelling racist and homophobic remarks early Tuesday morning. A measles outbreak in southwest Washington state continues to grow. Clark County health officials say they've now confirmed 37 cases of the disease since the start of this year. Another case reported in King County, so that brings the total number of cases confirmed in the state to 38. Clark County officials say they're also looking into another 12 suspected cases. And police and the FBI are investigating after discovering a tunnel that appears to lead to a South Florida bank. Pembroke Pines police responding to reports of a sinkhole yesterday when they discovered the tunnel that stretched towards a nearby Chase Bank branch. Reports are police also found a pair of muddy boots, homemade ladder, a stool, digging tools, and a generator in the tunnel. The entrance to it discovered in some nearby woods, covered by a wooden pallet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.